Fucking Carol Baskin.
Joe?
Yeah.
Joe, is that you?
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
I escaped.
You escaped?
Yeah.
Where'd you escape from?
I escaped from prison.
Joe, I have one question to ask you.
What?
Did she do it?
She fucking did it. She killed her fucking husband.
How did she do it?
I can't do it anymore. We all know she put in the grinder.
Yeah, she put him through the grinder, right?
She was very specific on
specific
on how it's not possible to put it in there. It's like,
it's so difficult to do something like that. Trust me, I know it was very hard.
It wouldn't even fit. It was very hard.
So yeah, in this episode, we talk about the famous Tiger King.
Yes, the last half of it.
Yep, yep.
And the first half, we talk about the good old Corona. Motherfucker.
Yeah, I still don't know what that is. We do talk about the idea that some people might not even know what it is.
Yeah, you bring that up. Yeah. Your buddy at the
post office. Yeah, that was weird as shit. So, dude, is that all we talked? Did we just talk about the Tiger King?
Yeah, just the two things. Yeah, really, Jesus. For the most part. Yeah.
Oh, no. Nope, you're missing one. You're missing one really important thing that we ended with.
What did
we
talk about?
When we talk about your screen time, Seth.
Screen time, yes. Yes, I don't know.
Your screen time.
I think that it was a little off because of the sleep.
Just
listen in, and you will discover that Carol Baskin did it, and fuck Carol Baskin.
It's Baskins.
Don't correct me. I'll fucking rape you in the ass because I'm homosexual.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say there was.
let's just start.
So you say your game?
Please put your seats on your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go.
Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth.
And here we go. And welcome back to another podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls,
infected and non-infected.
I'm not sure what you're talking about right now, but because this was previously recorded in January. Hey, what's your thought on that Corona thing? You think anything will come of that?
I think it's all bullshit.
Probably a bunch of bullshit.
It'll fly over.
Probably You know what's funny? Guys, first of all,
you didn't
last
very long on that one, did you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got distracted because I went in to get food at which my restaurant that I usually eat at, that I probably talked about on the podcast.
Right down the street from
right me. There. Always got carry out. In fact, I probably started spending like my out to eat or takeout bill probably doubled because I could get $12 and usually for takeout, I spend anywhere from 12 to 18 bucks or 20 bucks mm-hmm. for what I get on Uber Eats.
Quit scratching yourself.
And I was grabbing some food there before it was, I think we were just about to go on lockdown or whatever. Or maybe we had just gone on. And some guy was like, this is all bullshit. Do you even know anybody that has Corona? I'm like, well, no. I was like, do you even know anybody that has Corona? And which is so funny now because, of course, like I just said, it is not January. It is now April. And we have been locked down for over a month now.
Over a month.
It's fucking insane.
Dude, it's funny that you bring that up because I was just at the post office yesterday picking up a package. My mom bought me something online and sent it here. Do you have any idea what she bought me? Because you were in the bathroom. You would have seen it.
Oh, no, no, what was it?
You must not have noticed it. My mom bought me a plunger from our toilet, and it's the poop emoji as a plunger, and it's got eyes.
How the fuck did she randomly get that for you? Did she just randomly get it for you?
It was a long story. But
it was some side inside joke or something?
Yeah, but like I go to the post office to pick it up because for whatever reason, like packages right now, they're not being delivered at the door here. I don't know why. I don't have a notice on it or anything.
Fucking FedEx.
Well, no, this was USPS. This wasn't even FedEx.
Fucking USPS.
So this was the Postal Service.
Oh, fucking assholes.
Anyways, I'm there. This is my second day in a row because I had to go pick up my cigars as well. So my second day at the post office, I walk in and some guy's there to pick up a package. and he has two packages coming in. I'm listening to the conversation because I'm nosy. And she, Nala, quit. And the lady goes, okay, I'll go back and check, see if they're here. And she takes one and brings it up. She goes, the other one's not showing here. She's like, it's showing in transit. So it's probably just a little delayed by the coronavirus. And the guy's looking at her. It's like a younger man. He's probably 25 years old. And he's looking at her and she goes, the coronavirus, have you heard of it? And he goes, so when can I expect it? She's like, it's just delayed right now. I don't know when it'll be here. It's in transit. She's like, it's delayed because of the virus. And he was like, okay. And then walked away. And I walk up to her and I'm like, he seemed really surprised that there was a coronavirus going around. Like he didn't know what it was. And she was like, yeah, that was really weird. He didn't even say anything. I was like wondering, is there people out there that just like don't know what's going on?
Oh yeah. That's the crazy. You know, I saw something online. It's like, has anybody told the Amish people
yet? I've seen that. Yeah.
Has anybody told the Amish yet? Which of course, you know, of course they know.
That was the first, that was like a really weird transaction I saw between two people. She was like, yeah, it's delayed because of the coronavirus. And he was so confused. I don't know if he couldn't connect the dots as to why his package would have been delayed or if he didn't know what the coronavirus was. It was so strange. It was so weird. And she was like, yeah, I have no idea. I don't think he knows anything that's going on right now.
Yeah, it's a crazy. I definitely, my opinion is that we're definitely going, my thoughts is that we're going way overboard. I think there's places that are doing just fine. Some countries where, okay, if you're vulnerable, you know, like a low immune system, overweight too, that can be a part of it, and older or a combination of both, low immune system. Those are the big things. If you're one of those, isolate yourself. Anybody else, it's kind of just like the regular flu. You're going to get it. And then there's people that don't even get any symptoms at all. Right. In fact, they're starting to realize too, that there's a lot more people that have it than they know. For one thing, there's not tons of tests. There's tons of people that aren't getting tests. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that thought they may even had it before we even started testing. And because of the whole symptom thing, people, that's part of the research they're gonna have to do. It's part of the weird thing about it is how it different people affects different people, mm-hmm. which I mean, just like the chicken pox. I mean, if you're younger, it affects chicken pox will affect different people different ways.
Somebody just brought this up. I don't think people get the chicken pox anymore, right? Is there a vaccine for the
chicken? There is a vaccine now for the chicken pox, okay, which is funny. Which is, yeah, I think that's one of the chicken. What's one of the things you got to take now when you're kids?
It used to be a thing, though. You know,
yeah, like, yeah.
Everybody got the chicken.
Just cross your fingers that you don't get Down syndrome. You know, according to some crazy people. All right. Jeez, I don't believe that. And jeez. I'm like, please, for fuck's sake, vaccinate your kids. There's yes. crazy how like, oh. You know, that's probably one of the things we can blame on fucking YouTube. Like, I love YouTube, but these people can all, like, that's why there's a fucking cult of people that think there's a flat earthers, because they all can connect through, it's not just YouTube.
It's a weird place where they can congregate.
They can all congregate, yeah. And now there's a fucking festival of those complete idiots. Like,
festival for what?
Or not festival, but there's a gathering. You can go to the flat earthers convention.
Oh, convention. Okay.
Logan Paul did a whole, documentary on it, and he faked them out. He got me too. Cause I even,
you thought he was going
to
be,
I thought he was a flat earther. Cause he faked that he was flat earther to got completely. And those idiots tried to sue him. Like, like, well, you would. So basically what you're suing him because you're fucking idiots. Interesting. I mean, like, I think that's definitely
what would they have sued him for then? Like, what was he doing?
For making them look like idiots, I guess.
That's not very hard.
And that's gonna be, I mean, if you're ever in a fucking plane, you can see the curvature of the earth. And at this point, too, now there's live camera views of, like, you can go online and look at live views of from outer space.
Are you saying that you don't believe in flat Earth? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't believe there's a flat Earth.
Are you sure?
Oh my gosh.
How do you know? Have you seen it?
No, I've seen the curvature of the Earth. And two, another thing too, when a boat is going away from you, you can see it like start to dip down. Explain that. Like, but that's the crazy part, is that these people have an excuse for everything. Like, even though their excuse is even more crazy than the excuse before, like, they'll just have an excuse for everything. Like, I was gonna, so I think that we are going somewhat overboard. You know, what do I know? I'm not a doctor. But it seems like, the good part is because we've gone crazy, where it's going to probably end up killing less people than the flu, regular flu.
I heard some, and this, again, this is just something that I heard, some statistic, the last week in April, so it was the first week in April, the biggest cause of death in that week, it was the first time it was not the coronavirus since, like, the whole thing started. It was actually heart disease. The coronavirus is number two. So, like, during that week, more people died from heart disease than the coronavirus.
I wonder why that was. I wonder if it had anything to do with...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it correlates, but I heard that statistic, and I was like, oh, interesting.
Probably being stuck at home, not exercising, and eating gorging a shit yourself. Ton. Yeah. I mean, fuck, I've definitely gained 5-10 pounds since the quarantine.
That's another thing. People just eat because they're bored.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Speaking
of doing... Go ahead.
One other point that I have to make as far as... Dr. Drew came out and said... Dr. Drew came out and Dr. Phil both made points about getting life back to normal. Dr. Drew said it in a... He kind of said it in a bad way.
Which one is Dr. Drew? Is it the older guy?
Dr. Drew is a skinnier, more fit guy. I got you. Okay. Dr. Phil is the bald guy. Yeah. Dr. Phil kind of made some good points, and it's funny how people are like, no, people are going to die. Like, people don't even listen to what he has to say. Like, okay, his it makes sense what he's saying. Like, there's a statistically so many people die from starvation mm-hmm. in the US every year. And there's thousands of kids that are starving to death because they're not going to school like they usually do. And that's where they get most of their meals is school. And of course, right now too, with parents not working, there's tons of kids probably hardly getting any food at all. And, there in turn, we could be technically end up, it will be interesting to look back this in years and see what the statistics are, even hopefully this kind of statistics kind of can, we probably can know within the next few months what kind of damage we've done by isolating everybody inside. Cause technically who knows what the numbers are on at this point, starvation, child abuse numbers, kids that, spousal abuse, that those kind of things. They're saying there's a huge spike in divorces, contacts to lawyers. Lawyers are staying divorce lawyers are staying really busy right now. Mm-hmm. It will be seen in trying to save that 1%, 1 or 2% people, which it's looking like it's less than that. We could be killing people too. It would be interesting to see, you know, I mean, what Dr. Phil said kind of made sense, but people are quickly jump on him and go crazy and like, well, people are going to die. People are dying too.
People are dying anyways.
People die anyways. And people can possibly, there's a good amount of people that could be dying right now because they're being stuck in their house.
You know what my argument for that is? Create a better environment for yourself. I don't know.
Yeah, I just feel like a lot of people, we could stay plenty safe by isolating the people that are most vulnerable. There's majority of people don't even hardly basically just get like sick like regular flu. Don't have
it's
to
just we need to change everything to hashtag save the old people.
Save the old people. Save keep the old them people. Safe. People with low immune system. The scary part of this is just how contagious it is. How contagious it is. But if we disconnect from the people that are most vulnerable, I think we'll be okay. I could be wrong.
You're wrong. I mean, I could be wrong. You're not a doctor. You're not a licensed professional in any way.
That's worked in some countries. But it's interesting. Like, depending on the place, too, they have a lower or higher mortality rate. And then, too, there's thousands. Who knows how many thousands of people have it and don't even know that they had it or whatever.
I have it.
But once you have it, too, afterwards, like, you're not contagious, like, after so long.
I did see something. So, I don't know how true it is, but like people getting it a second time. I'm like,
I
could be wrong.
You're gonna have to Google that one because I'm pretty sure you can't get it a second time.
I don't know.
Let's do. I'm pretty sure you can't get it a second time.
Let's do some Googling because I don't know.
Because once you've had it, you had it like it's like the flu, that strand of flu or whatever, unless there's already another strand of a different strand of it. But that whole where they said the word a dog got it too, that might be completely bullshit too.
So as the World Health Organization says, we don't have enough evidence to understand if and why some people may have experienced reactivation after recovery. We need more data to determine if and why the virus may be having a flare-up in some infected people. We may discover it's all tied back to the functionality of each person's immune system. So don't have enough yet.
You basically, well, technically you never stopped having it maybe then.
Yeah.
You could have.
It could be that second wave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I don't know. Who knows? All I know is I'm young and I'm going to stay alive.
Well, I guess they're already opened up the beaches in Florida, but they're saying too it kills. They're saying too it's good for you too because the sun, the heat kills the virus.
Yeah, all so, this they they're say, telling everybody to said, get out. She saying, said, "We don't know shit, Seth."
Yeah, I know. When it first came out too, they were saying that it doesn't target like older people or younger people, like, and that was completely bullshit. It. Older people are more vulnerable, obese. I think that's like the number one statistic is obesity. Hmm. The obesity is a big killer with this. So more food for the rest of us, huh?
I guess. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I'll take the food. Speaking of food, man. You're going to cook me some home-cooked spaghetti after this.
Huh? I am finally getting to cook a homemade meal. I do not have a oven at my place.
You don't have anything. You got a toilet and a bed and a TV.
Now I have a fridge.
Oh, you got the fridge. Okay.
I do have a fridge. I have had a fridge this whole time.
Okay.
I just haven't cleaned the freezer has some mold in it, so I haven't been using the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, the fridge is cold enough where I have ice that stays cold enough.
Jesus Christ, dude. You have that fridge cranked up all the way?
Yeah, pretty much. Jeez. Turned down a little bit. But I did finally get me some groceries, and I got me like a little a pan to cook in, like one of those warm.
Or like a hot plate type thing?
Not a hot plate, but like one of the things that has a lid on it, and then it plugs in from the side and has a little nozzle on the side.
Are you talking about is it like a grill?
Like a grill, but has sides and has a lid.
George Foreman grill?
No.
I don't know what you fucking got.
But then also you can use it for like keeping things warm, whatever. So, yeah, I can use that. I'm going to use that. That will be nice too for when I cook something to keep it warm.
Yeah.
That will work well for my spaghetti.
So give me the lowdown. What am I looking at here? Like, I see some spaghetti sauce.
So, yeah.
What are you going to cook me
here?
This
is one of my favorite things. Spaghetti meatballs is my thing. I use hamburger meat, put in onions, Parmesan cheese, breadcrumbs is a big part of it.
Yeah, I see the breadcrumbs over there.
It helps it stick all together. Parmesan, some different seasonings. I think we still have some seasons from last time. What's the last thing I made? It was a pizza, I think. It was one of the last things. I've cooked more than once at your place, though.
You've cooked multiple times. That's why I'm saying I'm almost positive you made me spaghetti a long time ago.
Was it spaghetti?
I just can't remember.
Maybe it wasn't meatballs. Maybe it was just a hamburger that I ended up doing one time.
Whatever it was disgusting. But we'll try it again. Shit.
No, we'll try it again. Be good. No, I okay. make we'll some good Smitty meatballs. I love it. I don't know. There's something about those fresh meatballs, mm-hmm. fresh hamburger meat. In fact, when I make my homemade pizza, that's one of the most flavorful thing part of the pizza. Is the freshly cooked hamburger meat.
The pizza was good. You make like a really deep dish pizza.
Yeah.
A
lot of layers. Tons of toppings. Yeah. A good amount of sauce. Can't put too much. I love sauce quite a bit, but if you put too much, it'll get it all soggy. Mm. And then that fresh hamburger meat, you drain it, put that on there. Onions. I love onions, mushrooms, pepperoni. And the way to do pepperoni, of course, is too, is have it fresh sliced yep. from the deli.
Yep. I remember that.
And yeah, that's kind of just all the toppings I do. And I make a killer spaghetti meatballs. And there's one flavor of pasta. I'll give you my big secret right now.
Are you sure? Anybody are listening? You sure you want to do this?
I think I'll do this.
Millions of people are going to hear this.
My brother turned me on to it. And now we both, that's the only sauce we use. So Ragu, for the longest time, has always been complete shit. For one thing, Ragu traditional is the shittiest pasta you can imagine.
Why?
It's just not a good flavor. Mm-hmm. Not a good flavor, thin as can be, complete shit. And all their flavors, complete shit, except for one flavor. There is one flavor that is amazing. It's a sweet sauce, tastes amazing, yes. And it is tomato, garlic, and onion.
Okay.
You get the one, I think it's on blue on the front of it, Ragu. Mm-hmm. Which Ragu is the cheaper, you know, Prego is more is a cheaper sauce, but this one flavor, in fact, I get nervous sometimes because sometimes I'll end up getting sold out of it at certain places. In fact, I brought the sauce from my house that I had already picked up.
Yeah.
Just in case that Kroger didn't have, I always like to have a backup.
Would you be upset with me if I told you? Backup. If I told you I threw away half of a container full
you
of...
You motherfucker. Would you I was be upset with using, me? Yes. Did you throw it away?
I mean...
You better not have.
When I moved out.
When you moved out? How about the one...
I threw
this
away
This is
half.
The funny part, too. Like, I leave... I always have, like, sauce at Tyler's house.
Yeah, you just
have
the, leave how about sauce the fridge? At my house.
You still have it in this fridge, probably, though.
What? The sauce?
There's probably sauce in this fridge.
No, I threw it out, bro.
Wait, you threw this... Out of this fridge?
What did you buy?
Why the fuck did you throw it out? There was
it was in my fridge in my old apartment when I moved.
This
I threw
one
it away.
There probably is one. You probably didn't even notice it. There's one in here.
Nah, I think I might have threw that out too, sir. Oh yeah. Well, fuck me, man. Didn't even see that shit there. Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. Fuck, that's in the door? Dude, why did I not even see that shit? Oh my god, I am not self-aware of my fridge at all. Jesus Christ.
Well, you're not a big cooker. You don't cook a lot.
I do cook.
I mean, not a variety
I don't
things.
Cook every single day. But no, I'm not super big into variety. The biggest things that I'm really cooking all the time.
Which I'm the same way, I guess.
I'm always making eggs. Like, I make eggs almost on the daily.
Okay, I'm with you.
Always buying eggs.
I fucking love eggs.
Yes, I will make eggs anyway. I'm eating them. Sometimes that's all I eat is just like so much egg. Eggs every day, and then you're simple, your mac and cheese. Dude, I just bought, have you ever had instant mashed potatoes? Like the bagged mashed potatoes where you just add water?
Okay, do you know the best kind?
No. This is my first time buying it, so.
Okay. Okay, well, good. The best, it tastes like man, I'm giving the trade secrets
you
all
are.
The way today. This is it's insane. Y'all better be taking fucking notes. the best, I've literally made it for Thanksgiving. It's that good.
Oh,
and
shit.
It tastes just like regular mashed potatoes. Idaho is instant mashed potatoes, the loaded. All of them are pretty good, but you get that Idaho and it's in a little bag. You can get like a regular size or a double size. It's like $1 for the just a regular size, and it makes a couple servings of it. Like, you'd probably one pack of it will last you a meal.
Idahoan?
Idaho, which of course
says Idahoan. So it's supposed.
Oh, does it say Idahoan?
Yeah, Idahoan.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Idahoan.
Okay.
That's funny. I never realized.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
You think it says Idaho.
I probably just glance at it like, yes, that is the good shit right there. The loaded is really good.
Okay.
But there's a few different.
Roasted garlic all really sounds good too.
Yeah. They're all really Ooh. Good. Amazing flavor. I guess I've never really tried a variety of them, but I've just always known that those are really good. That's really good. And it tastes like.
Oh, dude.
It's well. Fuck yeah. You're good. Yes. It probably. I don't think there's a lot of different flavors of it. That's different. I'm definitely like the most popular one. It probably just like takes over the market because it's that good.
I knew. So that yes, familiar. You have. So yes, I have the Idaho.
And you've tried it yet? Have you tried it yet?
I haven't tried it yet. Mm. I got two bags of it.
Oh, one of the best simple meals to do.
I'm excited.
Is some nice instant mashed potatoes, or even the Walmart potato salad is pretty good.
Do you know where I got that?
And a rotisserie chicken. $5, less than $5. I love mashed potatoes or even some corn. You just warm up some corn real quick.
Fuck yeah, some mashed canned potatoes, corn.
Some canned corn, creamery if you're a fan or if you don't like creamy, you like creamy?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, dude, we'll have to just do this meal sometime, man. Seriously, for $10, we can eat this. Like,
do you know where I got those mashed potatoes?
Kroger or Walmart?
The fucking dollar store, bro.
Oh, yeah. Just like
a dollar
just
each.
For a dollar? Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's like 98 cents at Walmart.
Insane.
So, yeah, you have to try the loaded. Mm-hmm. It's very good.
I'm excited about that now, man. At first I was thinking, oh, dollar store mashed potatoes.
Dude, after this, next time I come over, we're going to do the rotisserie thing. I'm going to get the bigger rotisserie.
Hang on, I'm going to yell at my dog one time.
Nala, quit itching yourself.
You hear back there?
Or even some garlic toast too with it too. Rotisserie chicken, instant mashed potatoes, and creamy corn. In fact, I love the side. And then also if you want to put extra, I love loaded mashed potatoes. So you put
loaded mashed potatoes are the best.
Put some cheese, sour cream, and butter in there. I mean, it's already pretty bothersome too. So like,
just put a stick in there.
A stick?
Just put a full stick.
You don't. Yeah, you really don't need that. It's already pretty. That is the thing that makes that almost better than regular mashed potatoes is because it's so well seasoned.
Is it?
It's amazingly seasoned. So I don't know. I think you got the plain ones.
It's just the original.
Okay. Yeah, that's not going to be probably seasoned at all. You're going to tell a big difference with having those other ones. My favorite thing, of course, is steak, and I mentioned the steak because mashed potatoes, corn, there's some garlic toast, and
that's another thing that I always cook is steak. Like,
we
always.
Need to do some steak. I don't know. What do you have to cook the steak?
I've got a George Foreman grill.
You have a George Foreman that works. The key is. Overnight. In fact, I can go ahead and do that and grab it and then bring it over here. Because you want it 24 hours of seasoning. Season up, salt and pepper is fine. Some garlic powder is some good or whatever. Some different seasons, whatever you want to do. And throw it in a bag with Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, that's your fucking sauce. I still have that though. I did keep that.
A Worcestershire sauce?
Yeah, I still have that.
Oh, did I cook steaks for us one time?
No, I think. What did you buy?
I take my fork, stab the fuck out of the steak so that seasoning and the juice will all go into it. Let it.
What did you
let
buy
it marinate
for
at least 24 hours?
You did buy that sauce
and
for me. Once.
I'm telling you, can make any Walmart shitty steak taste amazing.
Well, I don't buy Walmart steak.
Oh yeah, where do you like to get it from?
I buy Top Choice Kroger steak.
Okay,
son.
Okay,
it's good shit.
Dude, that's taking all these pictures. Seriously, like.
So, yeah, Daniel's at your.
What are we doing tomorrow? Are we doing steaks tomorrow?
Yeah. So, Daniel's at your parents' house just cooking for them
just
pretty much.
Just cooking up a storm.
Day.
They're having a ball because my mom doesn't cook anymore. And they usually always take. Go out to eat all the time, don't they? Go out to eat all the time. And of course, now they can't go out to eat. So, they're just kind of like. My dad was doing, I think, some cooking at the house.
Why doesn't your mom cook anymore? Is there a specific reason?
Because the. Getting old.
She just doesn't want to.
She has early all. I forget the name what she has. It's not Alzheimer's. It's is it dementia?
Dementia.
One or the other. Yeah, I think I'm getting two.
But like, does that so that just affects her cooking?
Yeah, she can't focus very well. In fact, like the Pokemon hunting has kind of saved her life and helped keep her mind busy. She's always dealt with anxiety. So that's where I get it from anxiety. I get it from both sides of family. Of course,
because when
has anxiety.
When I stayed there, when I stayed there, like we always went out for lunch and dinner, Like for breakfast, your dad would always make like oatmeal. Dude, some bomb oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
Some really fucking good oatmeal. I don't know what he put in that shit.
There's a few things that my dad cooks really well. Yeah.
I was a fan.
That's cool. But yeah, so they're getting spoiled. So I'm kind of, that works out pretty well that he's there. And he's, I was like, I was thinking about going there too, but
because he's not working right now, obviously.
No, he's working at Cracker Barrel and they laid off because they only need like basically managers and probably a couple.
But he cooks though.
Yeah. But they don't need that many cooks. Mm. And he had just came back there, so
that's right. He was getting just back.
They probably him. Just mainly run the place with managers and maybe one or two cooks.
Good point.
Because like they're hardly getting anything like what they were before.
Mm.
And man, I was told it was still pretty busy with Uber Eats. Like everybody's getting takeout. I don't know. It was in the middle afternoon, so maybe that made a difference. But I wasn't getting hardly any calls. I've turned on for a little while, and I think I got one the whole time, and I missed it too. So I forgot that it was on. So I haven't really done Uber or anything myself. I've been using Uber Eats quite a bit. And there definitely hasn't been as many people out driving and working.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Well, we were going to talk about it, and I'm wearing the shirt.
You are wearing the shirt. I was going to bring it up. Hold on, folks. This is going to be a big segue here. You ready for this? Are you ready?
We have a little guest right now. Fucking Kale Basket. I'm sorry. What'd you say, Joe Exotic?
I said, "Fucking Carol Basket killed her husband." Damn it!
Wow, that's aggressive, Joe. Why would you say that she did that?
Cause she did it.
Well, do you have any facts? Do you have anything?
She fucking did it.
All right, you heard it here, folks. Joe Exotic in the building, and Carol Baskin. She did it.
You know what else, Tyler?
What's that, Joe?
You know what else? I like dick.
Well, I could have told you that. Look
I
at
like
you,
to
sir.
Turn straight man gay is what I like.
You give them enough meth, you turn anybody
get
gay.
Get them meth, give them that meth, and they come running.
I'm not going to lie, sir. Very good Joe Exotic impression. So, yes, for those of you that cannot see, Joe Exotic is at the table. I'm kidding.
Yeah, but we're on the phone with him in the prison.
Seth is wearing quite the Exotic t-shirt right
I
now.
I picked this up at Walmart yesterday. It's basically a combination of some tigers on my shirt it's like a Hawaiian shirt with tigers on it, basically. And it's fucking amazing. And it is pretty good deal for $10. It's like, I didn't realize it till now. It's stretching material.
Is it?
So it's a little, that material that gives a little bit mm-hmm. like,
basically you're wearing a tribute to the latest craze on the internet. Joe Exotic, Tiger King.
I didn't do it. Yeah. I was framed.
Well,
I didn't realize how well I could do it.
Yeah, no, really good,
I
dude.
I was like, after I watched something, like, I think there's like a window of like 7 days where I can do a decent impression for some mm-hmm. characters, and then it's kind of hard for me to do it again. Like, I have to have it fresh in my mind, of course, and just be...
You can hear it.
And the funny part is like, I don't have to really practice it either. I just... We'll do it like I guess just being submerged in it. Mm-hmm. So
let's talk about it.
That's my favorite part. Most interesting part is Carol Basket. It fucking took over. Now I gotta say it was that good. I don't think it had to have been quarantine to make where definitely more people are probably watching it because mm-hmm. of quarantine, but it still would have blown up. Amazing documentary.
Watch it if you haven't.
Amazingly put together. And it's a documentary that's like 7 episodes. It's not like your normal documentary. The majority of documentary is like a movie. Not even a movie length. Usually most documentaries are like an hour long.
Yeah, that's it.
This is 4 episodes and they added, or is it
no,
six
it's,
episodes?
It's 7 episodes.
7 episodes and they just added an 8th episode just to do an after show.
Mm-hmm.
Which... It's not as exciting, but we should watch it tonight if we get a chance to. They're basically interviewing everybody. And really kind of the gist of it, from what I understand, is them saying, like, he deserves to be in prison.
Yeah, that was the weird thing I heard about the interview. Yeah. It was like, every single one of those people had a different relationship with Joe. Like mm-hmm. some people were like really close to them and like liked him, but every single one of them said, yeah, he deserves to be in prison. It's like, oh,
which some of them damn. Still have a tie to that. I wouldn't know if I would trust what they say, because it totally makes sense that they, he could have been framed for that. The way it played out and the people.
Are you talking about the,
I mean, because that park was straight up stolen from him. It was straight up.
Yeah, dude, I was not expecting that dynamic at all.
Right. And then they were like, dude, that guy's shady as fuck. And it was brought out and he still loves the show. He's there. Like, I think as of right now, and he's interviewing all of these places, he's still wanted in Vegas right now. He has warrants out for his arrest. Like yeah. he's wanted in Vegas. Like, it's kind of hilarious. Like, so we're talking about, I can't even think of his name, but he's Jeff the Lowe. Guy, Jeff Lowe. He's the one that was basically a fake rich guy.
Yeah.
He pretended to have lots of money, but he had rented his house.
So what he did, debt. We should explain. Like, so what he did was, Joe was in this little war with Carol Baskin.
And he was getting sued.
And Carol was suing him because Joe was literally like making death threats and like actually wanted to kill Carol. He hated her. So he was like making ripoff company. He made one ripoff company that had like the same logo and like almost the same name as Big Cat Rescue.
To where like when you search for it,
it was one of the first things that popped up.
It ended up coming up before her
park. Yeah. So basically what they did was they were kind of doing the same thing. They were saving big cats and they were kind of in rival. And it was to the point where she was successfully getting to Joe because Joe was now having to like make payments to her. And it was to the point where Joe was like losing money. He was not going to be able to keep his park.
She was coming after. She didn't have to come after him like she was. Yes, he owed her $1 million, but she was pushing it to the extent where she was coming after his fucking mom and dad for the fucking money.
Yeah. So she was going after his entire family for money.
And of course, she comes out and says how it was all one sided. I'm sorry, but she didn't point out any lies in that, and she made herself look bad enough on her own. Mm-hmm. I would say that there was probably a good chance that she probably was misled about what exactly the show about is. But man, I got to tell you, she killed her fucking husband. Like watching that, she definitely killed her husband. There was a restraining order. He had come out with a restraining order. The sheriff and all that were, for one thing, her brother worked for the police department. So shady. And the biggest smoking gun, like, I feel like you could probably prosecute her. I mean, I got to tell you, people have been sent for jail for less evidence. That there's already plenty of evidence out there. Mm-hmm. And the big smoking gun is that, she broke into like the lady. There's people that will witness say that she did this, broke in and took all the paperwork, and she wrote up her own paperwork. And the big thing that makes it look phony. Remember what it says? It said that if I disappear, you don't put that. Yes. Nope. Never has been done before.
So in the will of her husband, in the will of her husband.
My excitement is taking over.
That's okay. I see it. I see it in your face. In the will of her husband, it is written differently than a normal will. It would normally say upon my death, right? That's mm-hmm. how kind of it would start. In her, now late husband, in the beginning of his will, it states upon my disappearance, mm-hmm. which is not something you put.
You wouldn't put that.
No. And literally, he disappeared. There's no evidence of his body. There is zero evidence about any murder whatsoever.
She had no remorse. She had all the symptoms that were. She definitely did it.
I think she's a psychopath, man.
Oh, she definitely comes off as
psycho. I think she's a psychopath.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Oh, fuck off with that shit.
She's fucking insane.
And the other interesting thing is, like, they're interviewing her late husband's family. About the whole situation and how, like, basically they're saying that she went after his money. She killed him, took all of his money or what she could of his money, because her ex-husband was a millionaire. He had a lot of money, took everything. The family didn't get anything. I think the family got like a small percentage of what he was actually worth. And they're left hanging dry. Carol gets all the money. Husband's gone.
I mean, there's evidence of he filed and got a restraining order, or he put a police report or whatever. I don't know if that had gone through yet. Probably not. Or we probably found out about it and killed him. But she, for one thing, she doesn't give any reasonable explanation what happened to him. There's no other.
But we evidence. All know what happened.
We definitely know what happened.
We know what happened.
She, I mean, like she did. There, all evidence points directly to her, and it doesn't seem like she was investigated at all. Dropped the ball. They opened up the case back up, so it's exciting to see people. Lots. If somebody comes forward now, I mean, I feel like there's already enough. That's the crazy part is it seems, it feels like there's already enough evidence. The person that co-signed the new deed that had all that bullshit on there mm-hmm. said that they put a gun to her head. Yes. I mean, that information has come out that the put a gun to head to witness sign this. I'm like, so it'll I be found interesting. It interesting. I would. Oh my gosh.
I found it interesting. I didn't know that like. So if you don't know, he got fed to a tiger.
Well, yeah, and a boyfriend afterwards, supposedly she said that she'd be in trouble if they checked like part of the land or whatever.
Yeah, something like
for that. Bones.
Like, but like, so the thing that they're saying is like the tiger of a stomach is so acidic that it will actually dissolve everything on the human body. It will dissolve bones. There would be like no evidence. So, like, there wouldn't even be bones.
Well, which they might not eat all the bones, too. So, I would say that maybe they didn't eat all the bones. Maybe. She probably buried maybe those bones somewhere.
Maybe.
So, I bet there's some evidence out there somewhere.
It was. So, the fascinating thing to me was I really, truly believe Joe started his sanctuary of tigers out of, like, the goodness of his heart for big cats.
Oh, yeah. He definitely loves tigers.
So, like, he was passionate about what he did. And
he had a conscience, too. He felt bad about his monkeys, too, because a couple of his monkeys had smaller enclosures.
Yep, there's a video of him talking about his monkeys.
And he talks about how he felt bad that once they went to another place, he was like, oh, I took part of their love for life.
So that was all at the end of the documentary, where it was kind of, like, flashing back to, like, a little bit of Joe, like, when he's first starting out. And it's like showing him with his cats when he's first starting out. It's showing him and the monkeys or him. What were they? Chimpanzees? The chimpanzees? Mm-hmm. I don't remember what kind of monkeys they were. But they're.
I think he changed over time. I think he got more evil. I think he got more greedy.
Yeah. But like starting out, that's how the documentary ended is you're like realizing that like, holy shit, like this dude started from a really good place. Like he really wanted to save tigers. Yeah. He really wanted to save big cats. He wanted to save animals. And like over the course of the documentary, every single episode, you start to see it just get crazier and crazier to the point where you're like, oh, this dude's going to a really bad place right now. And I think that like his rivalry with Carol Baskin, mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's her fault, but I'm saying that definitely pushed the first domino over that led him down a destructive path. Because it started out with the man loving cats. And then you start to hear at the end that, like, yeah, he admitted to shooting some of his tigers in the head because he was running out of space for his big cats. He didn't have enough money to feed them, all these reasons.
Yeah.
You're just like, holy shit. Like, the guy at the beginning of this documentary would have never done something like that. Like, he was doing this for his cats. So that was like a weird thing.
He would have killed the guy that he became.
Yeah, exactly. You know? He hated people. That he ended up becoming. And it was it made you feel like a little bad for him. Like
whereas Carol Baskin was evil since the beginning.
She was just a fucking psychopath.
I found out some information watching YouTube about Carol Baskin and allegedly could be
Carol Baskins. Carol Baskin.
Which kind of feeds into her character anyways, that she was after money. So when she first met her husband that she ended up getting all the money from and killing, she met him on a street and he picked her up and supposedly she held a gun or something to feel safe or whatever.
Yeah, I heard about this.
So the street she was picked up on is a common prostitution spot. This girl was talking about it's from that area and was like, everybody knows that street and that's where you pick up prostitutes. Hmm. So there's a good chance that she was prostituting herself out and that she, you know, she might not be prostituting herself out, but she was looking for somebody probably with money. Maybe like that just shows her what she was after. She was after money.
Interesting.
And, so that I thought that was interesting. That was something.
Where
that
was your source before. From? Where did you hear this from?
It was a girl posted a YouTube video about it, or it might have even been a TikTok. I've been watching fucking a lot TikTok. Of TikTok.
The new craze.
What a they've gotten. I've definitely become a fan of some people.
How's your TikToks going, by the way?
I've made a few. I definitely don't like the dance ones. I don't find those entertaining to an extent. They're all the same because you're just moving in this, you know, you're basically doing everything mm-hmm. in one spot. You're not really moving your feet enough. You know, girls just always do that same big hip movement where yeah. you see their ass. I mean, yeah, they're a lot of them are cute, but of course a lot of them are underage too. So I'm like, oh, no. But, you know, it doesn't seem like a lot of entertainment or like a lot of, skill, like yeah, a lot of you're a good dancer. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. My thing is the ones that are thought out, well planned, like trick shots. The one that they work hard to do skits and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Those are in the intriguing ones. I've gotten where I just kind of been going past the dance ones. One of my favorite ones is if you're older than 20, if you're not 26 or over, go ahead and skip past this one. And the guy, he's like, all right, Link, come in. What are we doing here?
That's fucking funny, dude.
It's like, that's so true, man. Very true. Six months ago, we were all making fun. All the millennials were making fun of it. Like Logan Paul was making fun of it. Everybody. And now, like, he's one of the biggest people on there. There's everybody that's like that was doing Vine before mm-hmm. and on there now, and I think that's a big thing about this one compared to Vine is like dancing is the biggest.
Well, that's
the biggest ones are dancers.
So like TikTok came from the app that was formerly called Musical.ly, correct?
Right.
So Musical.ly was an app where people were like dancing to music. So it like transformed into something a little different.
I think now that it's becoming more and more popular is because of the comedy. I think because the Viners are now jumped on board and realize how popular it is. And like, it's even better than Vine was.
Well, you can make longer videos, can't you?
Right. Right, exactly. So you can do good skit ones, and it's just—I mean, it's just so easy to go through them. Like, yeah.
I've never opened the TikTok app before, so I like TikTok app. So like, I don't even know what the interface looks like. I don't plan on downloading it. Just saying. Not going to.
Don't let me show it to you, or you're gonna just get not going on to. It. Like,
I just keep hearing stories of like people spending hours on TikTok. I'm like, I don't need to do that shit.
Like, I hate Facebook. And so every once in a while, usually a few times a day, I wonder, how the fuck did I get on Facebook? Because it's so easy to scroll through those videos. That's how it is with
it's all an TikTok. Algorithm, dude.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. The people that talk about how, like it's... I think it's a little overboard to say, but... I guess I don't know how algorithms work. You know, I'm not a coder, but the way that people say it, it seems like it's the same as selling cigarettes. Like,
yeah, bro. Cause you got to think Instagram, one of the most famous apps ever, right? Posting photos, but like everything that Instagram does is done to give you little hits of dopamine into your head. So like the colorful app, you know, you open it up. So easy to scroll.
Isn't that what all advertisement is?
Yeah, but it's put into an app platform. So like you're just going to sit on that app for hours and scroll. And maybe you're going to do some online shopping, you know?
We can't. I mean, but there's no way we can stop that. I mean, I think it's like
No, because we're human. No, we're
human, yeah.
We're human, but like if you understand that, you're more likely to stay away from it. But if you're just, I'm not calling everybody an idiot that's addicted to social media because it's super easy.
Well, there's two people. There's people that are a lot more addictive personalities.
Correct, so. Correct. But like I know that it's super easy to spend hours on Instagram and hours on Twitter just because of the way that it's set up. Like even I heard this, even the way how Twitter works when you refresh the feed, you know, you scroll down, like the way that everything happens when you refresh the feed, fucking awesome.
You need to take a break?
No, it's okay. Yeah. It's so fucking awesome that everything people do, it makes you just feel so fucking stupid because like everything Twitter does is done with a purpose to make you stay on that app longer. Same thing with Instagram, same thing with like Snapchat.
You feel guilty right now for liking Twitter so much? You are a
Twitter No, I'm a Twitter whore. Addict for you sure. You are a Twitter whore. And I'm okay with that. But like
Twitter's the worst.
It's not
Tyler,
no,
shame
listen,
on you.
Listen, it's not Twitter's just built
scum.
It's not just built to look hold up, calm fucking calm down. It's not it's not just built to be easy
like
to use.
Right now.
No, it's not just built to be easy to use. It's built to keep you on that app longer. It's built to make sure that you are staying addicted to it. And like, so is fucking everything else, dude. So is like shopping at a store, the way that the stores are set up, you know, like the way that they're.
I feel like you have a love hate relationship with Twitter right now. I feel like it's coming to fore, but like, I think you've
hang
thought
on.
About like.
Hang on, I gotta get on Twitter.
I feel like you find yourself like.
I just gotta scroll, hang on.
Every 45.
I mean, look, you got to understand.
An hour
watch
and a half
ready?
That you're on Twitter, Let's you tell yourself, what the fuck am I doing?
No, look, just, you got to understand. Ready? Watch when I open Twitter. Look what happens. Oh, the bird jumps out at me. Yes. Right? So like when you refresh and you scroll up, the amount of time that it takes to refresh is perfectly calculated. It's calculated to make you want to stay longer. And like, oh my goodness, look at that. It's just so easy. Look at that shit. All right. Twitter. Let's go to Instagram. Now that was nice. That was nice. Look at that. Just so easy. It's fucking amazing, dude. It's social media. That's why we spend
you know,
6 hours on our phone a day.
I find myself scanning through Instagram as much, though. I like look at the stuff. You know that
I do because I'm a photographer, though. So like,
I mostly the only thing I do is look at stories.
Yeah, makes sense.
Stories are so much simpler to go through.
But I'm a fan of it for like photos. Like it's perfect for me.
I feel like Facebook is easier to just scan through. For one thing, I don't think. Well, does a sound instantly play? I guess I don't have my phone. Just the way, the fluidness of for me. Scanning through Instagram, going through, look at.
So it all depends on your tap. If you go to one video and it starts playing and you tap on it, the volume starts playing. Now every video that you keep scrolling through, the volume will automatically play. But you can mute everything right away if you want. So the volume won't always play. You can keep it muted.
I don't know. For some reason, like I feel like Facebook is more fluid the way I look, go through the videos.
So like the thing with Facebook, when you click on a video. Let's try to find one here real quick. That was quick. When you click on the video, when that video is over, the next video plays right away.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that makes it super easy.
And Instagram doesn't do that.
No, Instagram doesn't do that.
Okay. Maybe that's part of it then for me.
Yeah. You don't have to do shit. You could just sit there on Facebook, click on one video, and then it just keeps going.
Yeah.
You don't have to do a thing. It's like autoplay on YouTube.
Yeah. I like that, but longer format, anything longer, like, so have you checked out Quibi yet? You can get it for free for Quibi? 3 months right now. They have like even, I don't know if you're ever a fan of like, MTV, what's the prank, Punk'd.
Punk'd, yeah.
They got a new
with
Punk'd
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. They Punk'd a number of people. I've watched most of them, but they got a whole series and you can't watch it on TV or nothing. It's only on your phone. And I definitely prefer to cast it onto my TV. The only thing like Facebook and in fact, if it was more fluid to have it on my TV, I would prefer that. I almost prefer not to look at my cell phone for a long period of time.
Yeah, I don't either.
Probably the thing I do the most, probably just as much as I am addicted to
what's your go to your game. Screen. Well, go to your screen time. Let me see your screen time right now. This is always an interesting topic. Screen time during quarantine can't be good, right?
Definitely not. And definitely it's got to be YouTube is the winner, because I think it keeps track, because even though I'm posting, I'm using Chromecast. Daily average is fucking insane. Let me see
it.
Insane.
What is it? What is it?
What's mine's definitely worse than yours.
What's your daily average?
Say yours first.
All right. How about this? Is your daily average above 3?
Fucking serious?
Oh, shit. Okay. Is your daily average above 5?
Yes.
Holy shit. Okay. Is it above 7?
The way you're saying it, it's fucking 12 hours.
Shut the fuck up. Let me see.
I'm not doing anything Holy right now. I have nothing shit. Going on.
Are you kidding me?
I have nothing going
Click
on right
on
now.
Click on see all activity. Oh, let me see this gosh. Shit.
Wait, see all.
It's like a little.
Oh, see all activity.
Yeah. If you got porn apps, I don't just. It is what it is. I don't care.
Yeah, I guess I don't have any.
So let me
porn
see.
Apps. See, but my
Ooh, so much YouTube.
Yeah, let me see. I watch a lot of YouTube. In fact, I usually so will let it play. This is part. You know what? This might be double counting me too, because I'll have YouTube going the whole time and then I'll be on something else. So I wonder if it would be giving me.
No.
No, you don't think
no,
so?
No, won't do that.
It won't do that? Okay.
No. No, it wouldn't do that shit. But dude, that's. Jesus Christ. Do you watch. You probably watch almost majority of your stuff on YouTube, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm not justifying.
Wow, I'm surprised how much I'm on Facebook.
I'm not justifying how much you use your phone. I'm just TikTok. Saying. Your top app is clearly YouTube. My daily average right now is 2 hours and 58 minutes.
Okay, now we have to take this into account. It's giving me a relaxed melody that's playing when I'm sleeping. So that's a big difference.
Hold up. So
4 hours. I don't know of the.
That's not screen time though. Because your phone is locked when you're using that. This is only.
It might not be locked because I have to push a button to lock mine, and it might be unlocked right now.
Leave your phone open.
It's counting it part of the most used.
Let's see.
It's definitely in part of the calculation. So I wish there was a way we could take that out of the because that's not something I sleep with that noise. About to say that seems a little bit ridiculous. I know it'd be high.
Yeah, no, it's pretty fucking
too much.
No, it's pretty fucking high. So, like for me, damn. So your total screen time for the week is 84 hours and 50 minutes.
What do I win?
My total screen time for the week. Do you have a guess? This is perfect because it is Saturday.
20 hours.
20 hours and 51 minutes.
Ooh, shit, man! I guessed that pretty good.
Good guess. God damn.
Four bro. Times.
God damn. You do spend a lot of time.
But just take this into account. Like you're working 40, 50 hours
right
now?
I'm working 40 hours. That's 40 hours out of my week right now.
I'm a fucking genius. I work for myself. So I got.
Well.
I might be going blind, but I'm fucking making money.
let's be easy on the genius. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I know. I'm basically common sense. Smarts, business smarts, where anybody if they make the effort they can make money like me.
Yeah,
but people aren't willing to take the risk, or people are scared to be landlords for one thing too, which there's plenty of people that will just let somebody else manage it. You can do that too, but
I think people are just afraid to like try new things.
Yeah I mean, well, there's so many people that will just won't even invest, you know. Yeah. Like I was like, talk to somebody, and like, all right, buy right now. It's a good time to buy. And man, I dropped $2,600 when the stock market. I've already made my money back plus quite a bit because I got a decent amount. I got a nice nice little amount of money now in my portfolio for I buy a bunch of different stocks. So, and then anytime I want that money, I just sell whatever one's making the highest percentage because I feel like, well, there's probably a good chance that it's probably a peak right now and it'll probably go down. And I can, each week too, I also buy $150 in stock, but I can always cash out any of that money too.
Cool. Everybody cares about Seth's stocks.
Hey, it's good to invest, guys. Thank you for right that. Now, and still right now is a good time to invest. It still hasn't completely recovered, but made some good money off of it. But the biggest thing, the smartest thing to do if you're going to be into business is invest in yourself. And that's the biggest returns I got on any money I spend is with my real estate.
If you want to have Seth be your...
Hey, you
want to
invest?
If you want Seth to be your investing guy, you can hook him. He can hook you up at 419. No, I'm just kidding.
Instagram, hit me up on Instagram for sure.
Seth?
You can find us on Unscripted Banter.
There you go.
And I need to be posting on there more. You know, all those hours on my cell phone, I should be posting every single day on our Instagram. I don't know why I don't do it.
Should be doing something, man. Do something.
When we're not posting as much, too, that kind of puts me down. But I don't know. I'm big on collaboration. The reason that we've been doing this podcast as long as we have is that we're doing it together. Yep. And I am a people person. I feed off the energy of other people. And, dude, we got a good thing here. And
do you think you could do a podcast by yourself?
I was kind of curious about that. Definitely not to this level.
Because that's a thing.
I'd probably be done. I'd probably hit that average, 7 and be done. Like, I definitely wouldn't enjoy it as much. But there's those people that are talented enough to do it.
Like Theo Von. I mean, he's a famous
actor. Theo Von famous does comedian, it by himself. But like, he does it by himself. He's not even feeding off of anybody.
Nope. Chris D'Elia does it by himself. Same thing.
Just talking to yourself for now.
They just talk to themselves.
I'm kind of curious if I could do it.
That's the thing. Like, I know that I talk to myself throughout the day, but like, that's just because I'm by myself most of the time. So like, I talk to my dog and like myself, but not in like a weird way. I'll just like most of my talking to myself is fuck or like, ah, what the fuck, man. Like most of that, I mostly drop the F bomb more than anything, you know, just because like that's when I'm talking to myself.
For the most part, the only person Tyler cusses at is his himself.
Yeah, just fuck, man. Or what the fuck?
Oh, man. Yeah. Guys, follow us on Instagram. Subscribe. iTunes, whatever you're on, please subscribe. We always have more people listening than subscribers. Definitely on SoundCloud.
So check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com. You can follow me, TLons5, Twitter and Instagram.
Please don't follow me on Twitter. I'm definitely not a big fan.
I love Twitter.
Tyler found out Tyler has a love-hate relationship. Tyler, you seem like you hate that you love Twitter almost too much to an extent.
Twitter's always winning, man. It's full of toxic shit, but it's always winning. There's always that one little gem that you scroll across and you're like, this is why I'm here. This is why I'm here. Follow me there. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
We're going to try to start getting back to two a day.
Yeah.
Two a week.
Seth's just abysmal with his sleep right now.
This whole fucking Corona thing.
The quarantine is just killing you.
Yeah. Tyler is working a bunch right now. And my mind's a little fucked up from this whole quarantine thing where my sleeping pattern was all over the place. And, I'm not a fan. I'm ready for it to be over.
Yeah. I think you and a lot of other people are ready for this thing to be over.
I think right after this is over,
I'm just going to go to the bars and get blackout drunk.
Dude, I'm looking forward to that. We're definitely going to, we have seriously, since Tyler moved up here, we haven't got to go to one bar.
We haven't gotten the opportunity.
There's a few
really
nice ones too. There's even an arcade one. I think that's not too far.
There's an arcade one right down the street from
me. I haven't even been there.
It's pretty fun. I've been there before.
Oh, cool.
But
we went to a nice one Columbus?
That was in Columbus. Yeah, I forget the name of that place. That one was fucking fun. We beat the whole X-Men arcade game. Do you remember that shit?
Oh, yeah. We went to the entire X-Men game.
We beat the entire X-Men game. We were drunk riding our bikes. All over the place. Yeah, we probably shouldn't have done that. Yeah. That was so fucking fun, dude.
I think we were pretty safe. Like, we drove past some sketchy people and stuff, like on that back trail. That was kind of shady.
Oh, yeah. We drove really far on those bikes, dude.
We did. We fucking worked our ass
off. We rode very far.
Yeah, we did.
Holy shit.
We decided not to spend any money. We ended up not Ubering at all, did we?
No, dude. We just rented those stupid bikes.
Had an amazing Euro. You tried that, too. I made
you had the Euro on the side of... Wow, dude, there was so many people out that night, wasn't there?
It was amazing. It was such an epic time. Oh, I can't... We gotta do a weekend thing and go see a... go see something.
That was fun.
I'll do. And I know how to make it happen too. Just surprise you some with some tickets again.
That was some good shit, man. Good shit. All right, we're gonna sign off. I'm ready for some sketty. Nice. Ready for some sketty. Seth's gonna get cooking on that. We're gonna have a little get together here at the Lunsford household. The producer is gonna drop by. She doesn't really do any work. Thanks, producer.
Probably not any much more than any 25% of most producers.
Yeah, fair enough. We do most of the legwork here. But Seth, I'm looking forward to banging most of these out with you, or more of these out with you. I'm not looking forward just to banging you at all.
Banging it out
all the time.
What's better than banging it out? Banging it out together.
Well, on that note, we love you fuckers. Have a great week.